The new direction prompted by Tuesday's elections has many politicians promising a bipartisan approach to governing, but it seems few look to religious traditions for common ground. Commentator Tom Montgomery Fate likens this irony to a box of wind.
Sunday morning in the kitchen, I turn on my radio and recognize the good versus evil worldview of a conservative Christian station. I listen because the speaker, a Baptist pastor from Kansas, says he's going to explain the difference between spirituality and religion, and I'm curious. He says that religion is like the Ten Commandments, all rules and doctrine. Spirituality, on the other hand, is how one applies this doctrine to their life, how religion is lived. This seems fairly logical, but insufficient. My attention abruptly shifts to the window. An elm branch in our backyard cracks in the autumn wind and falls to the ground. As I watch the wind shake the trees and pull and swirl the leaves, I find myself dreaming of kites and trying to remember the last time my wife and I took our kids kite flying. I loved paper kites as a child. They cost 50 cents at the dime store down the street. Two thin strips of wood formed a rigid, fragile cross that stretched a red paper diamond out to 2 by 3 feet. I tied on a strip of rag for a tail, tied the string to the point where the sticks crossed, grabbed the string at a 4-foot lead, and took off running across a large field near our house. As the wind filled the paper diamond and lifted it skyward, I kept running and bailed out string until the kite was held aloft by the mysterious power of the currents far above me. One day, some older boys came to the field with a new kind of kite. Rather than a paper shield which easily caught and held the wind, this kite had a rectangular box frame, 2 feet wide by 4 foot long. Made from a bit thicker strips of wood, it had 2 8-inch wide pieces of red paper wrapped around the top and bottom. The rest of the kite was open. How would this ever fly? I presumed it was too heavy or that the wind would get inside and rip the paper to shreds. Off the boy ran with the box kite trailing behind him. It rose steadily into the air. Not as easily as my kites, but once aloft, it was more stable, less dipping and swerving. This image of the box kite, of a rigid frame that can hold and ride the wind precisely because it is open, got me thinking about that minister on the radio and the box of religion and the spirit which carries it. The Latin root of the word religion means to bind together again, while the root of spirit means wind or breath. Perhaps a religion that is rooted more in compassion than certitude, in questions more than answers, is as miraculous as that new kite, a box of wind, a necessarily vulnerable structure that not only rides on the spirit of a community, but makes the power and path of that spirit visible for all who are paying attention. At a time when the idea of spirituality seems increasingly vague and romantic, and the idea of religion seems increasingly boxed and exclusive, I wonder if they can take flight together, if they are not bound to be freed.
Tom Montgomery Fate teaches writing at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn. He's the author of Steady and Trembling, Art, Faith, and Family in an Uncertain World. And just ahead on 848, the uncertain future of transit funding in the Chicago area. I'm Steve Edwards. Stick around for that and the nature of the region as 848 continues here on Chicago Public Radio.